Very, very important about giving thanks. I'm also thinking about a statement by Pastor Craig Barnes today. He said, gratitude may be the best measure of our spirituality. One of the best ways we can express our Christian faith in the world is by giving thanks, by expressing our gratitude to God. I'm also thinking today of Thanksgiving seasons in the past, gathering with family and friends to worship God, the great feast, a harvest time, all of the wonderful things that we associate with Thanksgiving. And I think this is truly one of the most important moments in the Christian year when we give thanks to God. Interestingly, Thanksgiving is not technically part of the Christian calendar. And yet, the Christian church has embraced Thanksgiving for a long, long time because, as we've just mentioned, gratitude is the heart of the Christian life. We are called to be a grateful people. So today we want to go on and learn or reflect on Thanksgiving and being grateful. And we're going to do so through a really wonderful passage of Scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 8, reading verses 10 to 18. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he's given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I'm giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have blessed us more than we can say. As we gather in the sanctuary today on Thanksgiving Sunday, we seek to give thanks to you. But we know that there are so many things that we miss. But Lord, as we now hear your word, and as we remember, as Moses said to the Israelites long ago, your word is our daily bread. This is exactly what we need to live a faithful life on this earth and for your kingdom. We thank you most of all for your word and for the gospel that it gives us. So Lord, would you please now speak to us and fill our hearts and minds and mouths with your word. And would you cause our hearts to overflow with gratitude so we can go out and serve you and well in this world and be the grateful people you're calling us to be. And it's all through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As I reflected on this passage last week, I thought of my grandma Muriel. Now, over 8 years, I've probably told many stories about my grandma Muriel because she was my mentor, my second mother and my mentor, if you like, in the spiritual life. And one of the things that she took very seriously was teaching about manners. Please and thank you. In fact, she would not give you that item that you wanted until you said please. And then she would insist on a thank you. And of course, as children, we caught on fairly quickly to that pattern. And for a while, I wondered if maybe Grandma was a little too extreme with her please and thank you. But then I hear, read a passage like this, and I realize, no, Grandma, you were right on. Because we become forgetful people, and we forget to say thank you. Grandma knew that, and she taught us how to say thank you often and well, because she knew this was key to our Christian life. And Moses knew that too. In this, Deuteronomy is a collection of sermons that Moses gives just on the edge of the promised land. He has walked with the people of Israel for 40 years, and God has been faithful to them, giving them, you know, clothes to wear that don't wear out, providing manna. What is it? That food, that daily bread they ate, and then providing water in the desert. God had taken care of them. And Moses now, as he leads the people to the promised land, the land that he himself would never see or never walk into, he would only see it from a distance, he now seeks to prepare the people for life in this new land. And one of the things he insists upon is that the people be thankful. So I think a wonderful passage for us to dwell on Thanksgiving Sunday. As you read through Deuteronomy, Moses tells the story of the people of Israel, and again, how much God has taken care of them. And yet, interestingly, as you read on in their story, you'll come to see that often they forgot about God and his faithfulness to them. And in fact, in this passage, Moses refers to Massah and Meribah, and this is a reference to Exodus 17. Pardon me, in our call to worship, we focused on Massah and Meribah. It's a reference to Exodus 17. You may recall the story. God had recently saved Israel from slavery in Egypt. He conquered the Egyptian army. I mean, what else could he do to show them that he was with them and that he was providing for them, going before them into the promised land? He gave them this manna. He gave them water in the desert. And yet, shortly after the great Exodus, they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." So God commanded him to strike a rock, and water gushed forth for the people. As we read through the story of Israel, we often think, man, those people were stubborn and hard-hearted. They so easily forgot about God's gifts and God's provision. And then we kind of put ourselves in their story, and we realize that we are the same. As we go on in our life, as Moses talks about, as we settle down, as we produce wealth, as we get comfortable in our lives, we often forget about God. As you may know, we are in a time of transition as a family, and as we seek to pull up our roots here in Lacombe, which seem fairly deep, we're pulling them up, and as we seek to move northward, sometimes in our anxious moments, we have forgotten about God's provision. Maybe you've experienced that too when you're in a time of anxiety or you're in the middle of a move. Whatever trouble or crisis you're going through, it's easy to forget about God, his presence and provision in our lives. And then we go back to the story of Israel, and then we spend time with in God's word around the dinner table, praying and reading scripture, and we pause for a moment and we realize, ah, yes, the Lord has been good to us. Just like he was good to his people. And I think that's one of the most important reasons why we spend a whole Sunday or weekend celebrating Thanksgiving, because we desperately need it. We need to pull back from our regular life, and we need to be reminded in that moment of silence or pausing around the dinner table or worshiping God in the sanctuary that, yes, even in our trouble and crisis, God has been good to us. And so then we are comforted and our faith is renewed. And as we, like the people of Israel on their good days, and the psalmist a lot, as we read in Scripture, as we realize God's provision and presence, we are moved to give thanks to God for all his blessings. That's why I love the Thanksgiving prayers of the people, the exercise that we do, whatever it is, every year. We take that extended time just to give thanks to God for his blessings, and we need to do it. Whether it's one word or a phrase or a paragraph or a long speech, we need to take that time to thank God for all of his blessings. And so we've done that today. We've reflected on God's goodness for us and for our church and community and country. And now as our hearts are full, and as we realize that indeed we have many things to be thankful for, we are invited to respond with Israel and with the psalmist and declare that praise, like thank God and declare his praises to the world. In fact, the grateful response that we are called to give is praise and obedience. When you realize just how good God has been to you, the natural response is praise. Praise is telling God how much he's worth, how important he is, how special he is, how wonderful he is. And so on Thanksgiving Sunday, when we realize how much he's blessed us, we just want to shout his praises to the world. And that's the right response. And then after we've done that, gathering in the sanctuary to thank God again, then we're called to go out into the world and be his obedient children, committing our lives to the one who has blessed us with so much, thanking God for the big and small blessings that we receive. I love what Don Postma writes. He says, "Gratitude takes nothing for granted. It acknowledges each favor, each gift, both big and small. It also recognizes the giver, the relative who shows her love by giving you a gift, the friend who remembers to call you, the person who gives you a compliment or goes out of his way to invite you to go for a walk on a beautiful day, the spouse or friend who brings you a cup of coffee when you're exhausted, or cooks you a fine dinner, or throws you a party. All of those little things, those little graces that we often take for granted, but these two are God's gift for us. And so may we be exceedingly mindful of them. And so as we prepare to go out into the world again, to our family feasts, back into our neighborhoods, back into our regular lives this next week, let's take this thankfulness with us. Let's not be like the people of Israel. I mean, and Paul in 1 Corinthians says, let's learn from the people of Israel. They're our example. They did a lot of things right, but they failed in many ways. Let's learn from them. Let's be the grateful people that God is calling us to be. And so as we go out from here, let us continue to worship God, the one who has provided so well for us, who has blessed us beyond our imaginations. Let us continue to declare the things that we're thankful for. All of us go off now and spend time with family and friends. Let's take time to actually express our gratitude to each other. Even after, as we go for coffee, let's just take some time to really bless each other on this day. And most importantly, as we think about those small little graces and gifts that God gives us, the things that we need to thank him for, let us remember the greatest gift of all, God's grace, this undeserved favor that we receive through Christ. Let us remember that without God's presence and provision in our life, without the gift of the cross, that we would be miserable people, people that would be discontent, clamoring for more, never having enough, always seeking to ease our pain and find fulfillment in the world. But today we have found it. We have found it in the sanctuary. We've realized how much God has blessed us once again. through all these big and small gifts. We have heard the gospel again and realized just how blessed we are through God's forgiveness through Christ. And now then, out of gratitude for God's salvation, let us go out and worship the Lord and live obedient lives in this world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And all God's people say, Amen. Let us pray. Loving Father, it has been a wonderful day in your presence. Every Sunday is a blessing when we gather to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to hear your word proclaimed, to enjoy the sweet fellowship that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ. But today you have reminded us of just how wonderful we have it as your people. Like Israel, you saved them from slavery in Egypt and brought them through their wilderness journey into the promised land. You have done the same for us, saving us from our spiritual slavery, walking with us, providing for our needs in our wildernesses of life. And now you bring us into this promised land, this place of abundance. We are exceedingly thankful. Forgive us for neglecting to say thank you. Forgive us for being forgetful people. We pray that as we now leave this place and go and encourage each other and bless our neighbors and give thanks to you, that we would become the grateful people that you're calling us to be, leading us to praise you more, leading us to serve you more, leading us to be generous. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to rise as we sing our song of response. And as we do so, the parents of preschool children are invited to